Hi, Sue, and welcome, Ruby. You want to? Well, we'll have you introduce yourself later. I will start with our checklist for the public meetings. I'm Brenda Luther, chairperson. We can start record.
It's recording.
Oh, okay. All our chit chat was recorded. Okay.
No. Just started.
Okay, thank you. I'm Brenda Luther, chairperson of the Education Committee for our State Board of Nursing here in Utah. I would like to call the meeting of the Education Committee to order. It is now 8:31 on February 5th, 2025. This meeting is conducted electronically and is anchored in room 402 of the Heber Wealth Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice that this meeting was provided as required under the Utah Open Meetings Clause in compliance with the Utah laws. This meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following this meeting. The following committee members are in attendance. Please say you're here. Brenda Luther. Susie Campbell's excused. Lisa Carver is excused. David Haskell.
Present.
And Joni Krupka.
Present.
And Susie Jones. Sue Jones.
Present.
The following committees are absent, which is Lisa Campbell and Susie Campbell and Lisa Carver. The following individuals represent DOPL and the Department of Commerce and are in attendance. Jeff Bouchon. And Kelly Arakella.
Here.
Welcome. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask you for all cell phones, pagers, other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent. Please mute your microphone unless you're speaking. If you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your name in the chat box and the state and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. We can now proceed with our agenda, and we all should have gotten the agenda in our email from Kelly. And also, we should have the November 6th meeting minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Yes. Do I have an approval of the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes as written.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I also motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's go on to our next agenda item with program updates. Do we have any program updates this meeting?
Ms. Luther, I think you need to ask if the rest of the committee is in favor of the
motion. Oh. If we're all in favor of the minutes approved and seconded, please raise your hand.
Aye.
So, aye. And any opposed? And so the minutes are approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We have our agenda for February 5th, which is our first discussion item or program updates.
All right. There's not a whole lot of differences in the last agenda we had. In-state Utah program updates, there were none that I'm aware of. Out-of-state program updates, it's still 103 schools are approved. They have clinicals in Utah here that reside out of state. So there's no change in that. Medication aid program updates, there's no change. There's still 6. Legislative and environmental scan. As you're well aware, the legislature is currently in session. Not any hard updates for that quite yet. Does the committee have any environmental scan issues they'd like to mention?
I don't.
The American Nurses Association is putting a very big push forward to make sure the nursing profession is recognized as a true profession. And so anything that the committee or the members on this call could do to help give their input to their senator or into the ANA to help with that would be appreciated.
What does that work look like, David?
Mainly, it's just putting in a petition or signing the petition that states that we believe that nursing is a true profession and should have funding for graduate studies.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. NCLEX score review for quarter of 2025 and the annual of 2025. Okay. The reason these scores averages are preliminary at this point, okay? I have a few NCLEX fixes that are still being addressed by other state boards. Recodes, maybe they had the wrong program. It was supposed to be a BSN and not an ADN. So those are being fixed, and I'm very hesitant on providing official numbers until all of those are resolved. But I can give you preliminary percent numbers, and I don't believe these would are going to change too much due to the volume of testers. These are first-time pass rates. The LPNs for the Utah fourth quarter was a 92.54% pass rate. The LPN U.S. average for the fourth quarter of 2025 was 83.40%.
Well, they continue to do that.
The LPN Utah annual 2025 pass rate was 94.65%. The LPN U.S. annual average for 2025 was 86.60%. So again, these are just preliminary numbers. They're not set in concrete yet until those codes that are addressed by the other state boards. All right, on to the RNs. The fourth quarter RN NCLEX, and again, these are first-time pass rates. RN Utah fourth quarter was 73.44%. The RN US fourth quarter overall was 80.70%. The RN Utah annual 2025 first-time pass rate was 79.13%. And the RN US annual 2025 pass rate was 86.70%. And that's all I have to report on that.
Thank you.
When these numbers do, when they are finalized, they'll be put on the Doppel website. The current percent pass rates are available for the public view, and I believe they go all the way back to 2017. So
yeah,
see the historical whatevers on there, just the ups and downs and stuff. So,
does it seem like our fourth quarter is a dip from the third quarter? Sorry to ask you that. I'm sure you have that little tiny graph in front of you.
I do not have a little tiny graph. Oh. It needs to be a magnifying glass to see it. And that's kind of why I send that. It's that form so people on their computers can hit the magnifying glass and make it as big as you need it. But I do not have that in front of me right now.
Yeah. Well, good. So that will, in our next meeting, we'll probably see the two fourth quarter numbers and that trend.
Which is kind of interesting because I believe, was it two and a half, three years ago, they redid the NCLEX test and all that.
Right.
And then all the scores went up, and now we're seeing them kind of going down. So I'm not sure why that is.
Is that on a U.S. trend too? I thought the U.S. kind of.
They redid the NCLEX and then all the scores seem to shoot up. And now they're kind of going back down. So I don't have any hypothesis for that. Maybe all of you may have a idea what could be going on.
Yeah, theoretically, we as an academic community have looked at that, determined what could have happened here, right? Why is this such a swing? One of our thoughts on this process is the fact that as we were told that the NCLEX was changing, everyone panicked and they're like, it's going to be so much harder, so much more difficult. And we pushed our students and made things much and made sure they were prepared and ready. Then as that test came out, like you just mentioned, Jeff, there was a huge upswing in the pass rate. And then I think because of that huge upswing in the pass rate, potentially academics was like, oh, well, maybe this isn't as difficult as we thought. And now they backed off on their preparation. And so now we're seeing a decrease in the scores. Or the second theory is the first time the test came out, it was potentially easier. And now the NCLEX itself is normalizing and trying to make that and swing a little, maybe made the test a little more difficult or a little harder as the questions have been refined to become better. So a couple different theories on there. I have no data to back that up. So I'm not saying.
And I think another theory out there is the students were also aware of the change. Yeah. And, you know, I remember the students talking with anxiety about that. Well, it'll be the new. And so I have to do, you know, and students pick anything to get a little more stressed about something. And so they themselves also paid more attention to being prepared. But we'll see.
And again, this is just, we're just guesswork. We don't have any back into these.
I have no data to back that other than the test scores themselves. So
yeah.
Well, okay, that's the end of our discussion items. We had two guests, if you wanted to introduce yourselves or not. Well, welcome.
My name is Ruby Fulke. I'm an undergrad nursing student from the University of Utah. Just sitting
welcome,
in my
Ruby.
Leadership class. So thanks for having me.
Oh, welcome. Well, we had minimal conversation, but you can hear our thinking about the, so you're probably a recent NCLEX test taker, are you?
I'll take it in May. So I'm in my last semester at the nursing school.
Oh, good. Okay, well, welcome, Ruby. And don't let us change your anxiety or preparation for that test. You'll do well. You'll do well. Okay. Any other discussion items? Boy, we had a short meeting.
I do not.
I'd like to ask one thing. I may be mistaken, but I thought Martha Faust School of Nursing was going to present their program. And I don't know if they presented to our committee for provisional.
I believe they already have.
They have.
Oh, did they? Oh, my goodness.
Why it's am I under another that? Name, I think.
Oh, so it was probably, we had so many at the last.
Was it the last meeting? It was the one before that.
Yeah.
I saw Chamberlain. Okay. Well, thank you for updating me.
Yeah, that's the tip of my tongue. I can't, I know what you're talking about, the name. So,
The Marcia First School of Nursing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they have presented and were approved.
Okay. Of course. Yeah. All right.
I want to put in a plug if anyone wants to go to the Capitol tomorrow for Utah. Nurse Practitioner Day at the legislature. It starts at 9:30 in the governor's ballroom. So we're in the big building, not an offshoot. It's about 4 hours long. You can come and go as you please. We're trying to get as many students and as many people there for some of what Dr. Haskell brought up about we're no longer a profession in the eyes of our legislature. And there is a bill being passed that probably is going to pass that's going to mandate nurse practitioner students in the state of Utah needing 6,000 hours of RN experience, including their BSN undergrad clinicals and their nurse practitioner clinicals cumulative plus their work experience, 6,000 hours to be able to get, they can still sit for boards, but they won't be able to get licensed in the state of Utah. Meaning they can sit for boards anywhere and get licensed in a different state and work there and come back to Utah once they've accumulated these 6,000 hours. So I'm not thrilled with this because it does affect at Westminster. It's this, if it goes through, it's going to affect about half of our graduates that would only have like 2 to 3 years of nursing experience plus their clinicals, and they would be short. So meaning they'd have to continue working as nurses after they graduate, after they pass the nurse practitioner boards, and wouldn't be eligible to be a nurse practitioner in our state. So all the gossips are right. Students are already saying they're just going to go and work in other states and then come back and everything else. But that's up for discussion tomorrow, of course. It's all up for discussion in our legislature. But there's probably going to be 100 to 200 nurse practitioners and our friends and families up there just supporting the profession. And the governor's ballroom tomorrow at 9:30 at the Capitol. Parking is historically a disaster. So if you want to go, get there early. And you just sit and you listen and support the profession. It's kind of fun just to see what's going on in the legislature. And they come and they talk to us about bills that affect us, like prescription drug costs and what Dr. Haskell was talking about, us not being a profession anymore and all that jazz. So just interesting to get involved. And we're really just there in support, not feeling like you have to speak in front of anybody.
But yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day with your colleagues. Okay. If that is all we have, we can, do we have to vote to close the meeting?
No.
Okay. Well, wow, that was a record meeting. 8:48. PM, this meeting is adjourned. And our next meeting is, let's see, do we have a date for that yet?
Yeah, it,